The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back. I was going to say welcome. And thanks for listening, as always. Jewel, how'd everything go? How was your week this past? How'd you do?
Very, very good. All is well here. How are you?
Good.
What's cooking
I'm
over
good.
There?
No, everything's good. Saturday we took a ride to Beacon, New York to meet with my son Sean and my daughter-in-law Katie, and we had a day early Easter get together because I was not going to see them on Easter, so we went the day before, and so we went to a restaurant called Cooper's in Beacon, which was very good, and we had a nice time. And it was the same company, same owner of a restaurant that we had gone to like 2 years ago for my son when they got engaged, Katie and Sean, a little over 2 years ago. And we went to this great restaurant, and this is the same owner, so we decided to stay right in Beacon and go to this restaurant, which was great. So we had a nice time. I stopped at my favorite Hudson Valley Marshmallow Company. As you know, I love marshmallows, mm-hmm. and they're delicious. Yeah. So I got some vanilla bean and strawberry marshmallows to go. And I did not get my hot chocolate that day because there were people in line, and there was one girl, and I just didn't want her to. I thought, let me just get my marshmallow. So I did, and I left. And so we had a nice little get-together there. And then lots happened in this week. Last night I spent the evening at the Scranton Cultural Center because they had their yearly fundraiser, the curtain call, which is always money that they make from. It goes towards something. Years and years and years ago, we did what was called cut the rug to get a new rug in the library replicated. And we raised the funds to do that at this one event. And so it's sort of a take on that, it's something that initially they did these to get the new curtain in the ballroom, which is absolutely magnificent. And now they're in the last couple of years, they've been raising money for other things. So there's these lighting that they had on display that they're going to do, which is sort of gobo-esque, and you can, you know, put different things on, different colored lights. It's beautiful. I don't know the technical term, but suffice it to say, it's lighting, and cool lighting. So they're looking, and that's the money. I guess the bulbs are so much per bulb, and it's
right.
They're doing that, and that's what their fundraiser was for this year, which was really cool. So we had a great night. Constantino's did the food, and they had Micah and Lauren Woodard, who own Lavish, and Terry and Mary Nealon they were the four co-chairs for this event, and they did a wonderful, nice young couples, and did a great job, and we had a great night. It was, I had a wonderful time. When I got home, I said to Myra, I'm exhausted. I talk so much, I can't stand myself. But anyway, there were a lot of good people there, and just great supporters of the Cultural Center in general. Sponsors, which always make their big deal, was Eureka Foundation was the presenting sponsor, and the Atkins family, and then many other sponsors, Advocacy Alliance, Friendship House. It was a big deal. A lot of good people giving their money and attention to the Cultural Center, and they need it. It's all about raising funds. It's a nonprofit, and you never let people forget you're a fundraising organization. So that was nice, and just tonight I'm going to do my bingo calling and playing some bingo for UNC, as we talked about with Chrissy Manuel a couple weeks ago. That's tonight. That's already here. So we will be seeing Deb Peterson and Evie Rufalco McNulty, and Donna Barbetti and I are going to play a little bingo tonight to support UNC. And so there's just lots going on. And then I had my investment club. We were at the wonderful La Cucina, which is always good to stop by and have a nice dinner. And they also have, which I think is also important to note, they have a great takeout when you go on the one side, the other side of the parking lot to go in the main door. They have a takeout, and there it's wonderful, the food they have available, chicken cutlets and veal and pork chops and grilled vegetables and pasta, and it's amazing. But you love chicken cutlet and you don't feel like making it, stop over there. They're open till 8 o'clock at night, Julie, and the food they have there is delicious. So stop on over and see what they have for you. During the day, my good buddy Jay is behind that counter, and then there's another guy at night. So, and I don't know his name or I would tell you, but it's a great place to eat or take and grab and go home with it. So that was my week, Julie. It's been Saturday, Sunday, Easter, Meyer and I stayed home, and that was my weekend. So it was, it's just been a nice time. I'm trying to think of what I did last Friday. I can't remember, but it was a weekend full of lots of good.
You were getting ready to go to Beacon last Friday. I think you were buying chocolates and you were running about. Yes, that's what I remember.
Well, yeah, and we did do that. And I brought my chocolates from all three companies that I told you I went to get mm-hmm. chocolates to give to the kids and to give to Tom and Tommy. And it just, yeah, it's all, everyone has their favorites, so you got to mix and mingle there. So we had a nice Easter, and I've been eating some of my candy that I bought for myself too. When I went to Dunmore Candy Kitchen, Joel, I got they have these mm-hmm. packages of two bunnies, like marshmallow bunnies, like the Peeps, and they're dunked in chocolate and nonpareils on the bottom. How bad could that be? Marshmallow chocolate and nonpareils. It works out perfectly. But yes, it was a nice time. Yeah. Now, and of course, it was gloomy and rainy and cold on Easter Sunday.
Yeah,
it didn't even seem like Easter because of that. But anyway, it was a nice time. Did you have a good time with your Easter celebrations?
Yeah, gloomy weather doesn't get us down here. You know that. There's always something
going
on.
No, I know.
And when there's chocolate and cake and, you know, fun.
Hello.
Yeah, right? How bad could it be?
With you and your chocolate.
Outside. Yeah,
that's
I'm still
right.
working on it. No, I can't wait till it's gone in a way, because I'm definitely not being good this week. I kind of like don't care. I'm just doing it. I'm like, I want a piece of candy. I'm having it. And so I've
there
been in
go.
A great mood all week because I'm just stuffing my face with chocolates. And
well, that's okay, too.
Yep, sorry, not sorry.
No,
happening.
I get it. Well, eat your chocolate and enjoy, and everyone else out there, I hope you do the same. It's good for you, and it's always good to eat some chocolate. Just keep it away from your doggies and make sure it's not laying around anywhere for that purpose. So I know when I'm eating mine and the dogs are looking at me, I'm thinking, I look at them, I go, I'm sorry, but you can't. So, but they look at you with the head, you know, tilted a little, like, please, no, sorry. So I try not to let them see me when I do. But anyway, we're going to, we have a good show coming up, Joel. We have two lovely ladies. Coming up next, we have Mary Ann Iezzi, who is the executive director of the Lackawanna Blind Association, and then we have Jeanette Scardillo, who's with the Junior League of Scranton. She's the PR chair, and she's going to talk about a great health and wellness fair coming up on the 25th, and Mary Ann's event's on the 21st. So we'll be back to talk a little bit with these ladies, and we appreciate you listening. So hang on there. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Caton Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Caton Show, and I am Laurie Caton, the owner of Laurie Caton Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie is the producer of this fine show, but she does much more important things. Jewel, tell them what you do, kiddo.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is a dear friend of Julie's and mine. We haven't We haven't talked in a while, but she's a delight, and you'll hear her on this show, and you'll say, she is a delight. She does great work in this community. Her name is Marianne Iezzi, and she is the executive director of the Lackawanna Blind Association, which is headquartered on 200 block of Adams Avenue. And Marianne's going to talk a little bit about the 97th Helen Keller Day event that they're going to have, or it's not a day, I don't think that's the exact term, I should be looking at my notes better, Mary, but the Helen Keller event that will take place on Friday, the 24th of April, at the Manor on Main. This year they're switching it up a bit. They're going to have a comedian and dinner and a cash bar, and hosted by a lovely man. I love him. I love him. I love him. Jeremy Luan, who is one of the meteorologists at WNEP. I saw Jeremy, too. I was watching the Today Show, and Jeremy was on because it was Al. They were celebrating Al Roker's, I don't know what his exact amount of time was there, but he was an intern for Al Roker, and so he was there, and I was like, oh, my God, there's Jeremy. He's a doll. I met him at the flower show 2 years ago with his mom, and he's a sheer delight, and everybody loves him, so I'm sure he's going to do another great job for you, Mayor. So welcome, 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 and I want to give equal time. Mary Ann is one of the most fabulous executive directors. She was with Dress for Success for many, many years, which is where I met her. She's a delight. She knows what Julie and I have just learned from the conversation off air about the Lackawanna Blind Association is unbelievable and the things they do. But we'll be on another show to talk about all of that. But we want people to know is this fundraiser, which is important to them. And it happens yearly. They switched it up a bit. So, Mayor, talk a little bit about what's going to happen, what people can expect, and how you got from one to the other this year and decided to switch it up. Welcome, Marianne.
Oh, thanks, Lori. Appreciate it. And thanks for the kind words. And Julie, it's great to talk with you again, too. This is our 97th annual Helen Keller event. For 96 years, it's actually been a fashion show. And it started around 1930 or so and has been progressing ever since. Our organization has actually been in existence since 1912, and I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Whoa.
So the auxiliary back in the very, very early stages of the organization, this was a way, again, for them to help raise money to support the services for the blind and visually impaired in our community. So, this has been an ongoing tradition. In the 60s and early 70s, it progressed into the Scranton Dry Goods, where they would have an afternoon tea with the fashion show, and then they would have a dinner event at night for the couples and the supporters would come in for dinner at night. So it's really been a progression of different ways that this event has transpired over the almost century now that we've been hosting it. But last year we decided to try to do something a little bit different. Jeremy Luan has actually been our MC. This is going to be his third year. And what we didn't know when we asked Jeremy to do this originally was that he actually has a personal connection to the visually impaired community. And that's a story that I don't want to share because Jeremy usually shares it at our event. But it just happened to be that, that this is a mission that's close to his heart. He's been a wonderful advocate for us. And yes, he also mentioned to us a few weeks ago that he was the longest intern with Al Roker.
Okay.
On the Today Show. So, last year we felt that we just needed to change it up a little bit different this year, and because we wanted to reach a newer audience to let everyone know about the services that we provide. Because I think a lot of people, when they think about the Lackawanna Blind Association, that they think that we only serve the blind, and that is a very small, minute population of people throughout the world, to be honest with you. Most people have a visual impairment, and that can be where they just can see some light, or they can see objects maybe a foot in front of them, or, you know, or they can see objects only in their peripheral or very narrow. So visual impairment has a very broad definition to it. But, you know, but the majority of the clients that we serve here are visually impaired. We have clients that actually come into our organization on a daily basis to participate in our activities here. We offer, you know, different, exercise programs, sensory programs. But, you know, the majority of our clients we serve in their homes, too. So this event is important to us because it's our largest fundraising event of the year. It supports our programs. We've asked Denny Corby, who not only is a local boy, but he is a nationally known comedian and magician. And Denny is going to be performing that night, so it will be a dinner and a show at the Manor on Main on Friday, April 24th. The doors will open at 5:30, and between 5:30 and 6:30, there's going to be the opportunity to have your picture taken with Jeremy. And then dinner will start at 6:30, and then the program is going to start at 7:30, and then Denny comes on at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be just a great night. It's a great way, like I mentioned, for us to hopefully reach a new target audience and let them know about the services that we provide. And, you know, it'll be a fun night. Just for a date night, it'll be a fun night to get your friends together to come out and just, you know, just have a good time while supporting a very important mission. My guess is that almost everyone knows someone who has some sort of visual impairment, and just to understand what it is to have a visual impairment and to hear about their experiences is very important for us to let people know about.
Yeah, and we all do know that person or people in our lives that are affected. And you know what? It's a big difference. I know a friend of mine, a very, very dear friend of mine, who's had issues since he's a little boy. And I know that if we go places and I like it dim, and, you know, if we're out to dinner and he's like, what's going on with the lights? And, you know, my father, who had diabetes, had issues with his eyes, Marianne, and he used to say, what do these people have against lights in this place? And it was, and we loved it all. We would, because it was ambiance and it was great. But you don't put yourself in their position. It's hard for them to see. I know now at the age of 65, when I'm reading a menu in a dimly lit restaurant, I say to my son or to Meyer, I'm like, can you just tell me what the menu is? I don't want to read it because I didn't bring my glasses or I can't do this. It's hard, and it's limited what you can do. With perfect lighting, I'm fine to see anything, small print and everything, but it's hard. So if you can imagine that with more going on than just someone who was their older, they can't see close up. It's a big deal, Marianne. And what you do is amazing. And as I said, what Julie and I have just learned off air is amazing to how much stuff you do and the importance of making this work. And I want to talk too. I did see that you have sponsors for this is Toyota of Scranton, as well as People Security, Lamar, and of course Media Wise Lamar, as well as WNEP. So are there anyone else you'd like to mention that give credit to helping, or are they your primary people?
They are primary. We also have the United Workers Local, number 81, the plumbers and the pipe fitters and the steam fitters. They've been a big supporter of ours, too, this year. So those are the major ones, though, that we would really like to give a shout-out to. They've been extremely supportive to us throughout the years. We certainly can't do any of this without the help of not only our major ones that we just mentioned, but all of our supporters and all of the guests that attend the events. And Lori, just to expound a little bit on what you were mentioning about being in the restaurant. People who are visually impaired typically can hide it very well. Sometimes everybody thinks, oh, you know, it's that people, you know, that it's kind of funny that you're having a hard time seeing, or but you don't realize that that really is a challenge for someone, and just even how to approach them, and we even will go in and we'll train servers as to how to, when we go out for lunch, we'll take our clients out for lunch because they like to go out for lunch every once in a while. We train the server first before we go in there, so we'll go up and we'll talk to them and say, this is how you approach them, this is how you tell them where their lunch is or where their drink is, what's at 12 o'clock, what's at 3 o'clock, what's at 6 o'clock. So because they are independent, we have to remember that they are functioning members of society.
Yes.
They pay taxes, they're still active members of their community, they just need a little bit more guidance than what they usually needed in the past, let's put it that way. So, but they don't really want to be treated any differently. They just want that a little bit of assistance and then say, okay, I'm good. I know where everything is right now. If I need your help, I'll ask for it. It's just the little things like that that just makes it a little bit more accommodating for them. They really do appreciate that, and it's something that we have to keep in mind when we're seeing them, when we see somebody walking down the street with a white cane, just to be a little bit more considerate of that. If we're seeing someone with a leader dog, to be more considerate of that, and just to remember that, don't approach that dog. That dog has a job. And that job is to protect their handler, and not in a way that would be vicious, but that dog is really, their senses are focused on the person that they're with, and they can't be distracted. Please don't ever touch the dog, or approach the dog with a treat or anything like that, because that dog really does, that dog has a job.
And
that's to make sure that person is safe.
Oh, and Marianne, the other thing I didn't realize, expound on the white cane. I didn't know that either. Oh, you mean the one that the long narrow, like retractable
the long,
one?
Narrow
am
cane.
I off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
That's to make sure that then when they're walking, they're safe. And there are different colors of canes. Some are, there's the white cane for the blind. There's also a striped cane. There's also one, maybe the bottom is red versus the top, the bottom being white. That would maybe indicate deaf and blind. So there are different versions of the white cane. But when you're seeing someone with that stick, it's someone with a visual impairment. And we were part recently of the City of Scranton's Walkability Study. We were thrilled to be included and asked to be a part of it, of that discussion. And, one
smart
of the things
move
that,
there.
Yeah, and it was just not only for our benefit or for the benefit of any disabled person in the community, but also a benefit of everyone in the community, because our goal is to make sure that walking downtown was safe, as well as the cities. They really were very accommodating to, we had some of our clients participate in the conversations. They listened to everything that we brought up. And our concern was the crosswalks, the white cane, making people aware of, when you see someone with the white cane, it's someone with a visual disability. They'll tap it. Because you'll hear them, you'll see them tapping it on the ground because they're feeling where they're walking and they're feeling any obstacles that might be in front of them. Some don't tap, some sway, back and forth. So they each do it, in a way that's best for them. But when they come to a crosswalk, one of our biggest concerns now are the electric vehicles, because they're the vehicles that shut down when they're at the, when they stop. They can't hear it. They rely, when you lose your sight, your other senses are heightened.
Yeah.
And so they rely on their hearing. So when you have other background noise and you can't hear a vehicle, it's very concerning as they're trying to cross the street. So our clients, they'll be here during an activity and say, I want to walk down to the corner market here and I need to grab something or I need to go over to the post office. And, again, they're independent. We know that they're safe because they know how to navigate our area.
They know what to do.
Right. And if they can't, one of us will walk with them. But you know, we have to remember that they are individuals, and they are independent at home, and we, you know, that's our goal, is to help them maintain that independence and not lose any of that, regress. You know, our goal is really to help them maintain as much as they can.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I can't believe it's since 1912. I mean, this is huge. So, Marianne, we're going to learn lots more about this, because we're going to do more work here, Mayor, with you, to get you more publicity on this. But will you please tell everybody how they can get tickets? It's $75 a ticket, and how they can best come and participate in this great event that you're going to have on the 24th, which is a Friday night. It's 5:30 to 9:30, and it's at the Manor on Main. And Jeremy will be your MC, and then you have Denny Corby, who is a magician and a comedian at the same time. I love it. Tell everybody how they can get the tickets.
Sure. They can call us at the office at 570-342-7613 and just press extension 5. Or you can visit our website at lackawannablind.org, and there's a tab there that says events, and that will take you over to the Helen Keller event.
There you go. Well, we wish you the best with this, Marianne. I hope it's a great night. And we look forward to talking to you later. And I'm so happy we got reconnected. And I want to give a big shout out to our girl, Patty Thomas, because Patty had called me this week and said, could you help us with this? And I said, of course. And I know she's a board member, and Jerry Mushnow, and I know they're big supporters and do what they can. But I love our Patty. She's delightful and a wonderful lady. So big shout out to Patty and Jerry. And we'll see you soon, Marianne, and good luck with everything with what you're doing with this event. It'll be great.
All right. Thank you so much, Lori. We appreciate all your help.
Oh, you're welcome. And you too. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Lori Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Lori Cadden Show, and I am Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises, which is a PR, a fundraising PR and special event business. I jumped right into the PR because of our upcoming guest. You'll love her. But also, Julie D. Immel is with us. She is the producer of our show, and Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jule, tell them what you do.
Thanks so much, Lori. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website, juliedimmel.com.
Yay! And we're with another PR. Wonderful. We're getting to know her. I love her already, and I just got to know her a little bit. But Jeanette Scardillo is the chair this year for the Public Relations Committee for the Junior League of Scranton, one of my favorite organizations in the whole world. The Junior League is an incredible, incredible opportunity for young women to learn how to be leaders, learn how to be a board member, learn how to be active in your community, just Robert's Rules of Order, anything you can possibly learn, togetherness, friendship, rah-rah women, it's all right there. The Junior League is the best. I'm a proud sustaining member. I was joined at the age of 35, the Junior League of Scranton. It's an international organization under AJLI, and it is a wonderful place to learn and be, and I just love it. I'm going on and on, but it's the best thing I've ever done in all of the things I've done in my career of learning. It is the best. I love it. And every time I meet someone, I say, well, they're a junior leaguer. You just know it, because it sets the stage. Jeanette is chairing with a dear friend of mine. I feel like she's my niece too, even though she's not technically. But Elizabeth McGowan is co-chairing this Junior League's health and wellness fair that's going to take place at the lovely Steamtown Marketplace, and it's going to be on April 25th from 10 to 2, and lots of stuff is going to be going on, and Jeanette's going to tell us all about that. But also, I have to give a big shout-out, Jeanette, to my lovely niece, Tara Foley, who's also a junior leaguer. Her mom, Mara Foley, who's my sister-in-law, was a junior leaguer with me, and we had wonderful time, and I know that Tara works
her rear off just like her mother did, and Elizabeth and Tara are first cousins, so I feel that's why I said that I feel like she's my niece, but I love her, and I know you guys are co-chairing. So, Jeanette, welcome, 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 and tell us
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and tell us a little bit. First, tell us a little bit about what you do. What's your profession, Jeanette?
So I'm actually a professor at the University of Scranton. So I am a physical therapy professor, so I'm a physical therapist, and I am currently a teacher, professor at the University of Scranton. So my students are actually also going to be at the health fair as a vendor, and I'm going to be doing some balance screens and some reaction time screening. So I get my students involved in some things that the Junior League is doing as well. So it's great to get them involved. Both the men and the women in my program are involved
that's
in some
great.
Of the things that we do as the Junior League.
And that's the important part is that, you know, the Junior League does so many wonderful things, but everybody's sons, husbands, brothers, it's all a matter of everybody chipping in and helping with whatever we put together, and it becomes magic as it always does. And health fairs are so important. And in your profession, Jeanette, that's especially when I saw balance, because I'm going to tell you, Jeanette, with a bad arthritic knee and a torn meniscus that I never got fixed on my right side, I will tell you I'll fail miserably at your balance screening. I read it.
Well,
and
you
I
should
myself,
stop by
oh
the health fair.
No, so I can check it out and be. You could say, Lark, you're done on that. But it's I love it. Vitals will be taken. There's going to be giveaways, and vendors will be there to help aid and give people information for what they need. And in your profession, which I did not know until you just told me, so I love that, because that's so important that you would then be the chair of something that's so crucial for us to all know about. And to just stop by, it's free to the public, so that's another good thing. So if you're shopping and you're out and you want to just come down and see what's going on, you can have that done. How did you decide that this is it because of what you do and what's out there, or how did you guys decide to do a health and wellness fair?
So last year was our first year doing the health and wellness fair. So the Junior League decided that health and wellness was one of the things that we really wanted to start focusing on. And because we saw a definite need in the community to focus on health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And so last year we had our health and wellness fair over at Scranton High, and we had a great turnout. We had a wonderful turnout of community organizations and vendors that came out to help support us. And this year we decided to pivot and have it at the Steamtown Marketplace so that we could have a more accessible location downtown. And so we had a group of wonderful sponsors help us sponsor the location as well, because we had to pay for the location this year to be able to hold it downtown. So it's a little bit more accessible on the bus route, and it's a walkable place where a lot more people can locate it so that we can serve a larger part of the community, which is a great place. And we have over 35 vendors who have agreed to come to serve the community with balance screenings, vital screenings. We have people doing body composition screenings, glucose screenings, mental health screenings. We have lots of organizations that are coming to give out educational brochures. We're going to have, like you said, free giveaways. We have food that we're going to be giving out. Lots of things for participants in the community to come. It's free for everyone to attend, so it's free for vendors to come. It's free for community participants to come. And we're also going to have kids activities, so you can bring the kids to come and have some fun things to do as well that are going to be health-focused so that they can get some information as well. And we hope it's going to be a great day for everyone in the family to enjoy and get some great health information, and also to learn some things about your body and leave with some good information.
Well, I think it's a great idea, because I just think that everyone, it is on the minds of so many, or it should be, that you're the old line, health is wealth,
which I totally believe in, because no matter what, if you're not healthy, nothing matters. So, and I mean, to be healthy within your own means. I mean, clearly, if somebody is diagnosed with a disease that is beyond their control, that's another story. But in general, regular wellness, let's put it that way, is so important for someone to focus on. And I'm so glad you said the mental health part of it, Jeanette, because that is just as important, if not more, than anything else, because there, you know, where your mind goes, where you think, there goes everything else. So that is crucial to the way someone lives their life and the best way they can to make them the healthiest they can be. So when you do this, how will, is it in one certain area of the mall, the marketplace, or where actually is it going to take place? Within the marketplace?
We are going to be in the center court area, so the first floor, right by where that stage area across from the aquarium. So we're going to be right in that bottom floor area, so you can access us if you come through like the Boscov's entrance or that main entrance of the mall, or you can come through the parking garage and then come right up the escalators or come right up the elevator to that first floor area, and we will be right there waiting for you. And every person that comes through can just check in and get a free giveaway bag from the Junior League. And then with that bag, you'll be able to collect all of the free things that all of the community partners will be giving away, again, that have all of the health and wellness focus. So just make sure you stop by the check-in area where you'll see the Junior League logos. And then from there, you'll be able to visit all of the health and wellness vendors.
And so when you, do you have any sponsors you'd like to mention to give them a shout out, or how do you want to handle that? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So our platinum sponsor is Noble Biomaterials, so we want to thank them very much for sponsoring us. Our gold sponsor is DiPietro's Pharmacy in Dunmore. And then our silver sponsor is Rose and Gold Hair Studio in Clark's Green. And then our community partner sponsor is Maternal Family Health Services over in South Scranton. And so we really want to thank all of them for sponsoring us.
So I assume then Maternal and Family Health will be there as well.
Absolutely. Yes, they will definitely be there.
Great. Now, when you said that, speaking of the hair salon, too, I think that all goes in, believe it or not, I believe, and whether I'm wrong on this or not, I think that's important, too, is how you present yourself to the world in the way of looking as healthy as you can, and some of those things are added with those kind of things. Will you have anything in the realm of beauty, honey, or is it strictly just on the hair? Clearly on the wellness side, in the sense of it being all about to be a healthier person, not necessarily just adding to the look of the health. Is that something you're doing, or is that something off that?
We do have some vendors that are talking about some organic products, like Everything Natural will be there.
There you go.
So I don't know if they're bringing some of their organic skincare products.
Beauty,
I know
one.
They are going to be bringing some of their organic like food products for taste testing. I'm not sure if they're bringing some of their organic skin products as well, because I know they do carry some of their things. But we do have we do have some massage therapy places that are coming, some therapeutic massage companies that are coming. But we have such a wide variety of health and wellness vendors that are coming this year, and still people who are coming, who are contacting us, who have been reaching out and like, again, I said we have over 35. I got a call yesterday from another vendor who wanted to talk to us, so I have a feeling we might reach over 40 by within the next 2 weeks. So we're
really
excited for everything that we can offer our community on April 25th.
I love it. Jeanette, will people be Are vendors allowed to sell anything that they do, or is it strictly just to offer the service and no cash is exchanged, or how is that working?
No cash is being exchanged. It is strictly for them to be offering many of the vendors are giving away free samples, are offering up educational materials, it's mainly just an opportunity to educate the community.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And so, you know, we really want people to understand about their health, about their wellness, and understand what some of the services are that different organizations, and some of them are regular nonprofits, so some of them aren't, you know, like NEPA Youth Shelter is going to be there talking about, you know, homelessness of youth. And so there's not just, you know, actual companies that are going to be there.
There's
actually going to be nonprofits. The Lackawanna Children's Library is going to be there talking about health and wellness books for children. So,
great.
So there's going to be lots of resources that are available for every age that can be available for families.
I love it. You've really covered a lot of areas, I think. And I just want to give a big shout out to Everything Natural, because this year they won at the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce dinner last 2 weeks ago. They were honored with the Small Business of the Year Award, and they are a lovely Guy and Gabby. They're a wonderful couple. I don't know them personally. I saw them and heard what he had to say when they were given their award, and I know they have two small children, and they do a wonderful job. And what I loved most about him, Jeanette, is that he thanked Barry Kaplan, who is the original owner and creator of Everything Natural. And he was very, very kind and just saying, you know, what a pioneer he was in doing that here, and that they've taken over, and that it's just a wonderful store. And so just a big shout out to them, Guy and Gabby, for the award for Everything Natural. If you haven't gone, wonderful. Please do yourself a favor and go and see them, because they're wonderful people and the store is fabulous. But back to you. I want to repeat this. It is going to be the Junior League Health and Wellness Fair on Saturday, the 25th of April at the Marketplace at Steamtown, 10 to 2. Admission is free. Giveaways, screenings, all and everything that encompasses well-being, wellness, and what you can do to make sure you're living that kind of life, or if you want to attempt to do it, you want to start, it's a good way to learn and see what's available. So go and see the lovely, lovely gals at the Junior League of Scranton, who put this together second year in. Jeanette Scardillo and Elizabeth McGowan are the chairs, and it's going to be a great day. So if you can go over and see them, please do spend some time and go see them. And anything else you want to say, Jeanette, before we close?
No, I don't think so. And also, if you're interested in joining the Junior League, it's a great opportunity to see what we're about and learn a little bit more about us. We will have a table there. So if you've ever been interested, if you heard about the Junior League of Scranton and you want to learn more about us and what we do, you can always check us out at on our social media or juniorleagueofscranton.org to learn more about us and our mission. But please come and check us out also and see what we are in action at the Health and Wellness Fair, and find any of us in red shirts. You'll see us with our logo on the back, and we are more than willing to talk to you about what the Junior League of Scranton is and what we do in the community.
And I can tell you firsthand, because I said it in the beginning, it is the best organization, and these gals work so hard to do wonderful things in our community, and I am blessed to be part of it. Jeanette, thank you for what you do. And again, I had your role as PR chair many, 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 many millions of years ago. So I know what it's like, and I appreciate anything you're doing to get the word out, because it's an important thing to do. And if anyone's out there thinking about it, please think about joining. It's a great thing, and it's a wonderful way to be a better human being. I promise you that. So thank you, Jeanette Scardillo, who is with the Junior League of Scranton. We thank you. And everyone else out there, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. We will see you next week. As always, thanks for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye.